Officials at TradePoint Atlantic say they could be only days away from inking a deal to locate an Amazon distribution center in eastern Baltimore County. And WIPR's John Lee reports the developer of the old Bethlehem Steel site at Sparrows Point says that's not all.
At an open house hosted by TradePoint Atlantic, Tom Hewitt with MTA laid out plans for a new bus service for Sparrows Point so people can get to the jobs that are already there as well as the ones that are coming.
Essentially, from downtown to TradePoint will be approximately 60 minutes, approximately an hour. Yep. From Bayview will be about 30 minutes.
Currently, the closest bus stop is about 3 miles away. That new bus line is expected to be up and running in February. Tammy Reeder says this is news she can use.
I live in the area and I'm a real estate broker, so a lot of this will be questions that I'll be getting from everybody else.
There are currently about 800 jobs at Sparrows Point. Workers are removing the debris left from decades of steelmaking. New buildings are going up. Several businesses are there, including a FedEx distribution center. Under Armour's distribution center is expected to open in the spring. And then there's Amazon.
We're literally in the final days of executing a long-term deal with a major name there as well.
That's Eric Gilbert, the chief development officer for TradePoint Atlantic. He's careful not to use the A word, but if the Amazon deal goes through, its distribution center is expected to employ up to 1,500 people. We should point out that's distribution center, not HQ2 and its 50,000 jobs. Still, nothing to sneeze at. TradePoint is already preparing the site where Amazon would go, and another building is going up for a tenant to be named later. Aaron Tamarchio is TradePoint's senior vice president.
The tenants, that when they come and look at TradePoint Atlantic, they want to make sure that we can deliver a building really quickly.
By the end of next year, TradePoint expects 2,500 people will be working at Sparrows Point. That's more than were working when the steel mill closed in 2012 after decades of decline. Next spring, TradePoint plans to begin a 5-year dredging operation of its marine terminal. This is so big ships that carry raw materials like gypsum and coal can be unloaded and the cargo stored at Sparrows Point. Pete Hayde is TradePoint's environmental director.
We're not dredging any new channels. We want to clear the existing channels to get it back to where it was.
At the open house, TradePoint teased about a couple of other things cooking. The plan is to have some retail stores along Bethlehem Boulevard. Gilbert says they've signed their first retail deal, but would only say it's a well-known convenience store with gas pumps. And Tamarchio was asked about any deals in the works for light manufacturing.
Yes. I can't tell you yet.
Meatballs?
Absolutely. I'll just take them. Costas Inn in Dundalk was dishing out meatballs and serving sandwiches at the open house. Owner Pete Triantafilos says more people are coming to Costas, and he credits the revitalization of Sparrows Point for that.
Every day we see new faces.
Jeremy Swirling owns property along Jones Creek, close to TradePoint Atlantic. He says he's already seeing an uptick in the real estate market.
Development means employment. Employment means people looking for houses. That means more activity in the real estate market and hopefully a recovery, a continued recovery in prices.
TradePoint says more than 20% of the 2,200 acres of usable land it has at Sparrows Point has a tenant. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.